Good morning, everyone. My name is Steve Miller, and I'm a member of the Heart Center Council, which is our equivalent of a board of directors. And I'm very grateful to be serving with a number of very beautiful souls in this regard. And in addition, I've been a student of the Ascended Master Teachings for probably about 30 years. Now, we have probably, all of us who have been students for a long time, have probably heard the ancient maxim to know, to dare, to do, and to be silent. Today, I would like to approach the topic of abundance from a slightly different angle, and that is the aspect of to dare. First, I would like to illustrate this interesting concept through an experience which occurred to me near Thanksgiving of 2010 and talk about the events which led up to it. Following the retirement of Elizabeth Clare Prophet from the Summit Lighthouse, I had been searching for another community of light bearing the sponsorship of the Great White Brotherhood, and so it was that I happened upon the Heart Center website one day. I began to read the heart streams from the archives and tune into morning services, and I clearly felt the presence of the Masters in them. Then, one day, there came a beautiful heart stream from Mother Mary requesting the building of a healing retreat. This heart stream was quickly followed by heart streams from Portia and Lord Lonzo, among others who are very dear to me, asking us to align behind the Blessed Mother in her request. And so this was certainly turning up the heat under my seat, would have all these masters lining up. And as a dare, you might say, I was compelled to get off my duff and act in some way, as up to that point I'd been simply listening to heart streams and not really engaged. So after pondering what to do, I decided to make a donation of the greatest amount I could responsibly bear at that moment. And so I went online and made a donation, expecting nothing in return. Later that evening, while I was reading my daughter a bedtime story, my wife brought me the phone. On the other end was another other than David Lewis. And I was quite surprised that the founder of the Heart Center would take the time to personally call. And I was immediately impressed with his humility and his wisdom and his deep desire to be a servant of God. It was evident to me that the power of the Masters working through him was unquestionable. And so it was that I determined that I would provide whatever help I could by tithing monthly, which had been, it had been quite a number of years since I had done so with the summit. Now, interestingly enough, the very next day, I received a call from a recruiter asking me if I was interested in an opening that was happened to be right down my alley. So I set up an interview for the next morning, and by the day after, I had a job offer from the company that included a substantial raise, roughly 33 times the amount I had just donated 2 days earlier. At the interview, my future boss remarked, "We were nearly desperate on how we could staff this critical position, and it is as if you fell out of the sky." So the raise that I received allowed me to continue my monthly tithing, and I was finally able to attend my first conference in 2010 at Lookout Park in Montana, which is just a most beautiful place, and the event was just beyond my expectations. And so I was deeply moved by the love I had experienced at the event and the collegiality and the love of the members of the community, so much so that my thoughts constantly drifted to the feeling of great gratitude in my heart that I was once again able to experience such a magnanimous outpouring of love from the Masters and such a joyful and loving community of like-minded souls. And so, later on, a few months later, with these thoughts on my heart after retiring one night, I was summoned in my finer body by an emissary of an ascended master to an auditorium in a retreat of the Brotherhood where a large conclave was being held. I was led to a seat to the right-hand side of the podium where a master was delivering an address. As I observed, suddenly, the master's arm swung in my direction, and pointing directly at me, the master said, "Define almsgiving." And as he spoke, the word almsgiving was just blazing in living letters of flame right before my sight. Surprised, I stood up and gave the best definition I could at the time, remarking that the process of giving is more than just a one-way, one-dimensional act, but rather one that involves a connection between the student and the teacher, and that the connection established allows for the flow of virtue to the student. So this answer led to an outbreak of applause, and after finishing my answer, I turned to my left to see another ascended master, this one with the face of an eagle, and he was bearing a broad smile on his face. In the very next instant, I was fully awake again in bed, and the word almsgiving was still there clearly in front of my outer vision in letters of liquid fire. It was quite an amazing experience. Quickly, I ran downstairs to my computer and typed in the word almsgiving. There were many definitions for almsgiving relating to various religious beliefs, and the one that most closely resembled how I felt in my remarks at the conclave was the Buddhist definition for almsgiving, which is that the act of giving alms establishes a connection to the higher worlds through which the disciple attains merit. What was most amazing, though, was that the Buddhist term for almsgiving is dana, D-A-N-A, which just happens to be the exact name of the company which had hired me 3 years earlier after my initial donation. Now, a couple days after I wrote this story down and put it on the Heart Center forum, God Gratitude came during a Sunday service and gave a beautiful teaching on abundance. For anyone who is interested in this aspect of abundance, I think it would greatly benefit one to view this heart stream or listen to this heart stream in its entirety. It's on the Heart Center website under Teachings and Heart Streams in the Heart Stream database, and it is the heart stream given by God Gratitude in November of 2010. In it, God Gratitude says, "I am here to emanate the solar fires of gratitude such that you may be emboldened to act with a new attitude that invokes cosmic gratitude." Later on, in the same heart stream, he gives a beautiful teaching, and I'll give you part of it here. He says, "Would you balance the highest percentage of karma in this life that you could possibly accomplish, dearest soul? If so, follow my example as I relate this equation of light now. For those who volunteer the full fire of their being in the giving of self without expectation of reward or return in the human sense, they earn cosmic levels of causal body energies that accrue to that atmic level of presence as it rises in great joy and gratitude back to their God self. If you expect to receive something in return for your givingness, for your volunteering, then there is a slight interruption in the flow that could be yours in the continuous acceleration of light within your auric field. And there is a diminishing of the amount of karma you balance and what accrues to your causal body because of that human expectation that sets up a field of want or desire within your domain. Through desirelessness and non-attachment, and what the Master Om Ram has called disinterestedness, when you give freely from your God self with a heart ripe and rife with light, with no expectation that somehow the universe owes you a return, then you are benefited by the divine essence within all cosmic substance. The flow is always yours as an instantaneous return of joy and gratitude from the One, and you build great credit, cosmic credit, in the heaven world, and this continues to build and build as a divine asset, dearest ones, that one day from higher levels of living you may access to distribute as a great Santa Claus yourself or Mother Claus throughout the universe to heart friends and beloved ones everywhere. And there was much more in that heart stream if you would like to hear more of it. Now, as I was reflecting on these comments from God Gratitude, I thought about the word, the concept to dare, that is part of the Great White Brotherhood's motto. And turning to the dictionary, I discovered an interesting definition of to dare, which is to take liberty. And I thought, this is extremely interesting, as we know that both God Gratitude and the Goddess of Liberty express and embody the virtues of gratitude and liberty on the 7 o'clock line of the cosmic clock. As I was meditating on this, I recalled that one of the most common experiences of those who experience near-death experiences is the so-called life review, where the soul is asked by the karmic board what it has done with the opportunity given in this life. Therefore, I think this concept of to dare and to take liberty, basically, with the opportunity presented is an extremely important concept to the manifestation and the flow of abundance and prosperity. And I think it is therefore incumbent upon us to dare and to do and to take liberty with the opportunity and manifest our destiny. So as we go about our duties then, each day, let us be those who can proclaim, I have given my alms and I have dared with gratitude in the spirit of liberty to fulfill my mission and to be a blessing to life through God's will manifest. Thank you for your listening hearts today. I am your brother in alms, and I pray that my message today benefits you in your journey of life and the raising of your energies to the atmic level and beyond. So God bless you and be with you always.